Everyone here at the Disney Resorts Kingdom would like to thank Mouska Trips for sponsoring programming here at the Disney Resorts Kingdom. Mouska Trips is dedicated to giving you a Disney experience before you even arrive at the parks. They try to get you the best price they can, and they want you to have the best Disney vacation possible. So please visit our sponsors, Mouska Trips, at www.mousketrips.com. That's www.mouseketrips.com. Please visit www.disneyresortskingdom.com and click on one of the many links to relive the magic, and please purchase an item and help fund the Disney Resorts Kingdom.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. Here are your hosts, Luke Manning and Nick McLamb. Guys, take it away.
Hello, and welcome to the Everything Disney Resorts podcast. This is the last day in the 5 days of Halloween. I am your host, Luke Manning, and today we'll be talking about the Haunted Mansion. I have a plethora, if that makes sense in the way I used it, of guests here today to talk about the Haunted Mansion. First, as always, we have Nick McLamb.
Yo, what's going on?
How you doing, Nick?
I'm bored.
Yeah, but you're recording. We're recording now, so you're happy.
Yeah.
Returning from his show on Monday, here is Tom Corliss.
Hola.
For his third time on the show, here's Steve Swanson.
Hey-ho.
I'm tied with Steve tonight.
And for his first time on the show, here's John Corigliano of the Mouse Times podcast.
Hey, Luke, how you doing here from lovely Savannah, Georgia?
Savannah, Georgia.
Savannah, Georgia, right down here in the south.
Yeah, right where I am.
Yeah, because we got a southerner in here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, today we're talking about the Haunted Mansion, and we're mainly going to talk about the Virgin in Florida, and basically what we're just going to do is we're going to guide you through the Haunted Mansion and tell you about the outside and scenes in the ride, and how do we want to split this up? What does everyone want to talk about? What section of the ride do you all want to talk about?
I'll take the stretching room.
All right, so Tom's got the stretching room. What do you want, Tom? John.
I will take pretty much the new scene that they've added in the Haunted Mansion now.
The bride.
Right, so the staircases.
Oh.
How's about this? Tom will cover the stretching room and the lodging area. John, you'll take it through from the library and the portrait gallery through to the end of the staircase scene. Nick, if you want to talk about the never-ending hallway and the corridor of doors, and then Madame Leota, I'll talk about the ballroom and the attic, and then Steve, you can talk about the graveyard and the exit of the ride.
Okay.
Sounds all right with everyone?
Sounds good with me.
Fantastic.
Okay, so Tom, if
you... Outstanding.
All right, Tom, so if you want to start us off with the exterior and then going on into the stretch. The foyer.
All right, the exterior, of course, now as you enter, you have that great new canopy they put up, the red canopy that's been expanded with some fans that don't really help from the heat, but at least they tried.
They're just blowing hot air in your face.
Of course, they did some great exterior work. The mansion looks pretty much better than ever since the reopening in September. And, of course, you enter into the, what would that room be called?
Foyer.
The foyer, or foyer, whatever you would call it, with the changing portrait is now on, I believe it's like an LED screen kind of thing, so the effect is a lot more effective now. It changes from, of course, a portrait of, I believe it's Master Gracie, the owner of the mansion, and it changes to a sort of a skeleton sort of look, and then you will enter into the stretching room, probably the most famous scene of the attraction, or one of the more famous scenes. Of course, you have the dialogue from the ghost host sounds better than ever because they added this amazing sound system to the whole room. It's an amazing effect. You'll feel like the ghost host is all around you, all different locations, and It's one of the most amazing effects you'll find anywhere in the resort. And really, they upgraded all the audio, so it's really unbelievable. And so you have the famous dialogue from the ghost host.
And we'll actually play a clip of that dialogue right now.
When hinges creak in doorless chambers, and strange and frightening sounds echo through the halls, whenever candlelights flicker, where the air is deathly still, that is the time when ghosts are present, practicing their terror with ghoulish delight. Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion. I am your host, your ghost host. Kindly step all the way in, please, and make room for everyone. There's no turning back now. Our tour begins here in this gallery, where you see paintings of some of our guests as they appeared in their corruptible mortal state. Your cadaverous pallor betrays an aura of foreboding, almost as though you sense a disquieting metamorphosis. Is this haunted room actually stretching, or is it your imagination? And consider this dismaying observation. This chamber has no windows and no doors. Which offers you this chilling challenge to find a way out. Of course, there's always my way.
Of course, at the end of that, you have that great, the now crystal clear look at the hanging body above. Now, it used to be pretty grainy. You couldn't really get a good look at it before. Now it's crystal clear, and when the body falls from the raptors, you really hear the thud. It really sounds like the body's hitting the floor where you're standing. So it's an amazing effect. And of course, then you exit into the queue area before you, board your doom buggies, and they actually changed that around a little bit too. The portraits with the eyes that follow you were actually moved into this area,
and they were called the Sinister 11, if I'm not mistaken.
I have no idea. I've never heard that before.
Luke would know.
Yeah, I would.
No, I didn't know that either.
All right. So you'll enter your newly refurbished Doom Buggies, and then, of course, there's another sort of new scene with it's sort of ripped off from the Disneyland version. You enter the first scene with the Doom Buggies. You enter this hallway.
Hang on. This is where John takes over.
Well, I thought he was doing the library. Is that
from the portrait gallery through to the...
Oh, that's the portrait gallery. All right.
Yeah. All right. So, John, you can take...
All right, and I just wanted to just back up because I know some people are listening, and what Tom just said before, there's one little bit that was a little bit incorrect. Sorry to bust on you, Tom.
Oh, no.
But in the foyer, the lovely portrait that you see of Master Gracie, that is not an LCD. That is actually still more advanced technology of the same usage, because the original more or less did kind of like fading through each of the... stages. Now it's one it looks like one continuous morphing, and it looks fantastic. They've actually brightened it as well. So Tom, sorry to rip on you on that one, but
well, it looks clear enough to be an LCD screen, so that might be where
I've seen LCD screens in my life. That's not an LCD screen. So. But anyway,
I'm gonna go cry in the corner now.
Whatever. Of course, one of the new scenes that, or newly refurbished areas that was added was the portrait hallway, where you have, on the left side, you have the windows with the lightning coming through, and on the right side, you have about four different portraits, ranging from a knight on a horse. You also have a cat woman on a couch, and I'm trying to refresh my memory some of the other two.
Is one of them Batman?
One of them is Medusa, if I'm not mistaken. So go keep trying to be serious, gets...
But the way these torches work, of course, as Tom said before, this was kind of like a duplicate from Disneyland, except the Disneyland one you walk through, this one you kind of ride through. And with every flash of the lightning, the portraits change on the other side, which is a really cool effect. And the lightning sound effect is excellent. And from there, we move into the first real scene of the Haunted Mansion, which would be the library scene, where we have the some of the books are kind of sliding in and out, and the ladder is kind of jiggling back and forth. And I believe there's a rocking chair that's kind of rocking, I believe. I think there is or not. But you also have some busts that are up on the shelves that are created to create the illusion that they're looking at you as you're passing along in your dune buggy. And from there, you go into the piano player. I'm trying to think of the proper term, but the ghost piano player, where you see his shadow on the floor and he's playing the kind of like a stylized version of the theme song to the Haunted Mansion, the Gremlin Ghosts, and he's playing that on the piano. And pretty much nothing has changed in this area. They've kind of updated a lot of the lighting that's in the mansion. But from there, in the old version, we had those two wonderful spiders on either side that kind of looked like third graders denim, and kind of jiggled from the little webs. And with the refurbishment, that whole area was ripped out, and you kind of get that. What's the name of the artist that did the staircase scene?
M.C. Escher.
E.C. Escher. You get the Escher kind of feeling with all the staircases going every which way. You have green ghostly footsteps that appear on some of the staircases, and you have candelabras that are mounted on some of these staircases. You know, some of them are mounted upside down, right side up, sideways, and they kind of light up in a really cool a left-to-right pattern. It's really fantastic, and they've actually fed some of the music from the ghost piano player into here, and they've added mirrors on either side of the walls to kind of reflect that. It makes it look like it goes on forever, and they've added, when I was talking about the music, they've added an echo to that area, so it sounds like it goes on forever, which is, I thought, is fantastic. And from there, we move into the little hallway, where, if everyone remembers the famous whisper, the walls have eyes, and apparently someone's messing with their microphone right now. Okay.
Yeah, and this is actually where Nick takes over. So, Nick, why don't you explain about the never-ending hallway and the corridor of doors, and into Madame Leota.
Okay. The endless hallway is like got a candelabra. Floating candelabra in the center of the room. This guy's floating. And I'm gonna go to the conservatory too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then you got a conservatory, and there's the coffin with the skull hand thing. Yeah.
<It's> like, who the hell was that?
Take a guess.
John.
But I'll tell you what, whoever's doing the narration right now is really enthusiastic, I'll tell you that.
I could be in bed right now.
You're like, and you pass through this candelabra with the hallway.
Yeah, I'm just tired. And like, okay.
No, but I was gonna say, you missed the eyes, the new eyes that they've added.
Oh, yep, you're right. The new eye scene that they put there. I'm not enthusiastic enough. Yeah. I'm trying.
Don't sell things for a living, please.
Somebody else take it.
It's too late.
John, go through round into Madame Leota.
Wonderful.
MVP.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, where we left off, we were going into the from the Escher scene, from the staircase scene, and you come up to the famous wallpaper where the walls have eyes, you know, the kind of like scary faces, and there's a little section that actually has lit up eyes, and they kind of blink as you're going along. And then from there, we come into the endless hallway scene where you have the knight that's off to your right, an endless hallway with rooms, and you have a floating candelabra at the end, and of course you have the famous the Donald Duck chair that's sitting right there on your left.
Yes.
And from there,
you don't have confirmation of that.
Yeah, who knows? Anyway, your dune buggy faces backwards as you're going down the hallway, and to your right, you have the coffin with the guy that's trying to get out of the coffin. And where's my sound effect guy?
Let me out here!
Just like that. And from there, you go down the corridor of doors, and you have all these doors that are knocking, you know, with the knockers or the... Just like that. or with the doorknobs. And on two of the last ones, you have the doors... one of the doors is kind of bending outwards, you know, like it's made of rubber. And then on the other one, you see a pair of, like, almost like... It looks like skeletal hands, and it's kind of almost like prying the door open. From the corner, from the top right-hand corner, it's like prying the door open. And from there, swing back over to your left, and you have the great-grandfather clock, and it has its strike 13, and the minute hands keep on going, and the little pendulum that you would see swinging is actually a devil's tail, and you kind of get that shadow of a hand kind of creeping over the grandfather clock. And then from there, you go into the Mount Leota scene, which is beautiful that they've redone. And to just kind of go as a whole, I used to like Our Mansion until I rode Disneyland's Mansion in February, and then from there on, I kind of called Our Mansion the Ghetto Mansion, because everything was broken down.
That's like the Haunted Mansion where I live.
It's like the Haunted Mansion of Harlem. What was that?
Nick, are you having a seizure?
It's like the hand-me-down Haunted Mansion, everything's like torn or whatnot, but we don't complain. Sure.
I don't know, but Goofy was just having a heart attack.
Oh, clear, God. Nick. Click. But, so I was certainly the happiest person when I found out this was going down for rehab, because it was... I mean, how could a Keystone attraction get in that bad disrepair to where I have to call it ghetto? So, anyway... from there, we're here at the Mam Leota scene, which before, the crystal ball with Mam Leota was actually on the table, but now they've actually had it floating in midair. Not as much as the Disneyland version, but still very good improvement. I like it. And then they have on the back wall all these instruments that are floating in midair. There's a harp, there's a drum, there's some tambourines. And as you're kind of coming around on the opposite wall, and I'm still trying to figure out to this day what the heck it is, there's a kind of like a green light that's kind of making like some type of light pattern on the wall, and I can't for the life of me figure out what it is. I don't know if any of you know what the heck I'm talking about.
Nope. Sorry.
I'm going to have to look next though.
Yes, time to pop.
Now, a quick question. I don't know if any of you could answer this. So, I rode the Haunted Mansion in Disneyland, and I saw the floating Leota and all, and then I went on the Haunted Mansion holiday, and I found out she was stationary.
Yes.
Any idea why?
Because that new scene was not shot, or not, maybe just wasn't configured for the whole floating scene, so, obviously it's programmed for the regular version, but isn't programmed for the new version, and I believe there are some... I think there's like a little character on the back of the chair that I don't think you would really see if she was floating up in the air. So they have it just on the table just for Haunted Mansion Holiday. And then when it goes back to the original version, she'll be floating up again.
All right. So from there we go into the ballroom, and I'll take this. So you see a ghost pianist at the end, and he's piping out the weirdest version of the Haunted Mansion theme song. And he's like, and that's my... Really
That's
bad.
That's exactly what it song. Sounds like.
And there's
I thought
drunks.
I listening to the source audio right now.
He's actually good at doing that.
What?
What was that?
He's good at doing source audio.
But there's a drunk ghost.
Really, because John's looking for a Space Mountain track, maybe you know.
Okay, never mind what I just said.
Anyway, we've got off topic enough. So we see a bunch of drunk ghosts hanging from candelabras.
Do we know they're drunk?
There's two ghost paintings, and you suddenly see the ghosts, and they turn around and shoot at each other. And that's basically the ballroom. From there, we go round into my new favorite part of the Haunted Mansion, and that would be the attic, with my favorite piece from the whole ride, and that would be the piano version of Here Comes the Bride. And you hear the bride, Constance, and here's some more source audio for you. Here comes the bride! I love how everyone just goes quiet.
four other people and complete silence.
You're on your own, Luke, on that one.
I think Steve fell asleep.
I had the most terrible dream last night. I dreamt that...
Well, it looks like you're going to have another one tonight.
I dreamt that four people got together with the intention of doing a real show.
I dreamed of doing two bad podcasts in a row.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I would laugh so bad during a podcast.
Of a train wreck. Wow.
No way.
An editing nightmare for me.
Your show is an hour and a half long.
Alright, so from the attic, we go into the graveyard, and this is where Steve will take over.
Yeah, now this is, it's been a while, and you may have to help me out, guys, but I think the majority of the graveyard is kind of built up from various sight gags and things kind of popping up from tombstones, like from behind tombstones to kind of, that little quick scare kind of thing. And then, of course, you have the four statues that appear to be singing the theme song. Exactly. And actually, I think there's... I'm just ignoring
it. The show is so low, bud. They can't even afford a free MP3 file.
But I think they're... oh, lordy. Okay. So, you have the four guys singing. And one of them was actually rumored to be Walt Disney, as I understand it. And that's false, but it's a guy that... evidently looks a lot like Walt. I don't know who the guy actually was. Does anyone know that?
Oh, Ravenscroft.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He's a tiger.
Okay. So, you come around the corner and there's the four guys singing. I'm drawing a blank as to what comes after that. Is it just the hitchhiking ghosts after that?
Well, you also know what comes after the hitchhiking ghosts? Not the singing bus?
Yeah, that's what I'm drawing a blank on. Yeah, I need help there.
Well, pretty much... Who's trying to...
That would be me.
Okay, go ahead.
No, if you want to help out, too.
Sorry, no problem.
One thing, you have that that projection of the Grim Reaper in one of those, like a mausoleum sort of thing.
That's not a projection, man.
Yeah, what is it?
It's cloth that's in there, and it's kind of it has a fan on it. It's a black light. Oh my god.
I'm sorry I didn't work on the attraction.
Okay, I've been on that ride enough times to memorize the darn thing. No, actually, after the singing busts, you have some more sight gags on your left-hand side. You could, if you look down, you can actually see tracks on either side, and almost like an old-style hearse has crashed, and you see the two ghosts that are sitting on top of the hearse. And from there, you turn up to your right, you have the opera singer with...
That's
next
right.
Next to the guy, I think he has like the hair around her neck, like a
That sounds right.
Knights, and then you go to your, and then you can pick up.
And then you go to your hitchhiking ghosts.
No, what were you saying, Tom?
I think we missed a couple things. Like, how about isn't there like a guy wrapped up like a mummy?
Yeah, well, this is a Lou Montello show.
All right. We're not going to spend 2 hours on the queue of the jungle.
I don't think our listeners are really that interested in learning, like, what's on the crates in the Haunted Mansion.
I think those are five listeners. Characters, Major.
Yeah, all five of our listeners.
Right. Four of which are right here.
Yeah. Actually, five, because I listen as well.
Oh, well, there you go.
You do.
So yes, you get to the hitchhiking ghosts, yada yada yada. You have the little ghost at the end, the hurry back character. I don't know if we have any source audio for that.
Well, then he's looking for.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm drawing a blank on the words.
Okay, so we're out of source audio for the
hurry back.
Oh, there you
hurry
go.
Back.
Boy, we got
sure
it.
To bring your death certificate. If you should decide to join us,
make
final arrangements.
You got the full track.
We're gonna have a whole bad dream.
I have a quiz question for anyone who wants to grab this, and this is more of a musical thing, but someone may actually know the answer to this. What key is the theme song to the Haunted Mansion written in?
Oh man,
D minor. I don't know.
I know this.
Donnie was on Jeopardy last night. Crap. What the heck was it?
Like, when you say key.
Was it really on Jeopardy?
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, man.
Anybody know?
Hold on.
This night doesn't...
seem... Oh, see?
Nope. Okay. You're warm in one sense, but that's it's
B?
Not C.
A?
It's A minor.
Oh,
okay. I'm glad it stopped.
Where's my country bear bleep? Alright, now we're gonna end the show because this is turning into a monster nightmare show. I'll go through all the housekeeping. Of course, email me. My email address is luke@disneyresortskingdom.com. Be sure to check out disneyresortskingdom.com to look at our other podcasts and articles by both me and Nick, and hopefully Steve will be writing us one on the Muppets sometime.
Yes.
And speaking of Steve and the Muppets, why don't you tell everyone briefly about your show?
Sure. Hurry up, we got with a time limit.
Shut up! So yeah, my show is the Muppet Cast. We talk about not so much the Disney side of the house, but more of the Muppets, Jim Henson, all of his work, and all the current, past, and hopefully future Muppet projects are going to be out there. The site is MuppetCast.com. You can find us in iTunes and at the website. Check it out. We've always got some really interesting people on the show to talk to. We talk about various Muppet news stories that are either featured prominently in the news or would fall in between the cracks if it were not for the Muppet Cast. And it's always a lot of fun, so check it out, MuppetCast.com.
And John, would you like to tell everyone about your show and site?
Yes, I do host the Mouse Times podcast and vidcast. And I take you around the Walt Disney World Resort, experiencing some of the things that maybe not your normal guests will get the chances here, but get a chance to see and hear. But I also do a lot of the Walt Disney World videos on MouseTimes.com, a majority of those. And pretty much anything and everything we've got on there. We're one of the largest video Walt Disney World video collections on the internet right now, so go check that out at MouseTimes.com.
All right, and finally, Tom, tell everyone about your site and show.
Aside from what's with all the noise?
don't worry, that's just Nick.
Okay.
What I do?
Don't worry.
Alrighty then, I of course am from WDWNewsToday.com, the only daily source for Walt Disney World news and information on the internet. We also do our podcast, the WDW News Today podcast. You can check us out on iTunes or go to the site for more information on that. Weekly show, we do all the news, rumors, and a lot more every week from the Walt Disney World Resort, so check us out. And you can see more of Luke Manning, Steve Swanson, John Curigliano, and everyone else on that show.
Yeah, so if you ever get bored of hearing me 700 times a week, one more time on WDW News Today.
Funny.
All right, that is finally it for a monster of a show. Steve, Tom, Nick, and John, thanks for joining me.
Sure.
Thank you.
It was your pleasure.
Surprised the other two have not popped back in.
All right, thanks for listening, you guys. We'll see you on Monday.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your